which is V'yada Usaya Ruach Bina. Umaro Ulay Metshuva Achabina. And why would the Chazal see fit to institute the bracha of tshuva after Bina, after we say, Baruch Ato Hashem Chenin Hados, we say, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sayasecha. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Ulevava Yavin, when he will understand with his heart, which is the Inyan of Bina, Ato Chenin Yadam Das, then the Pasuk says, V'shav, he will do tshuva.
Right. Rav Asher said that you accept what I think is correct, what Noam thinks is correct, what the Mogen Avraham and the Mishmur think is correct. The Kashi that the Tos against Hashem will fall away. And that's the Shia. Hakeret to prove that there's no difference in more than a Shia, less than a Shia, the Tos is Kashi against Hashem. I'll say, no, I don't have it, no Kashi. I had a question that comes with the Rashbam and the Rashbam answer. Rashbam gave a different Tos with Lo Maflik. So I'm answering now, no, Lo Maflik. How did Rashbam know Lo Maflik? I mean, the Dovah says the plea of Lo Maflik. No basis for a question. The basis for the question of Lo Maflik, of the assumption of Lo Maflik, is precisely Kiddush. Kiddush, the Rashi says, no one out of Shir.
Which is the Yada Usaya Ruach Bina. Umaro Ulay Metshuva Achabina. And why would the Chazal see fit to institute the bracha of tshuva after Bina, after we say, Baruch Ato Hashem Chenin Hados, we say, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sayasecha. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Ulevava Yavin, when he will understand with his heart, which is the Inyan of Bina, Ato Chenin Yadam Das, then the Pasuk says, V'shav, he will do tshuva.
Right. Rav Asher said that you accept what I think is correct, what Noam thinks is correct, what the Mogen Avraham and the Mishmur think is correct. The Kashi is the Tos against Hashem will fall away. And that's the Shia. Hakeret to prove that there's no difference in more than a Shia, less than a Shia, the Tos is Kashi against Hashem. I'll say, no, I don't have it, no Kashi. I had a question that comes with the Rashbam and the Rashbam answer. Rashbam gave a different Tos with Lo Maflik. So I'm answering now, no, Lo Maflik. How did Hashem know Lo Maflik? I mean, the Dovah says the plea of Lo Maflik. No basis for a question. The basis for the question of Lo Maflik, of the assumption of Lo Maflik, is precisely Kiddush. Kiddush, the Rashi says, no one had a Shir. And not everybody had a Shir. Also, B'nai Adam, not everybody had a Shir. Rabbi Yochanan said his name, even in the case of Kiddush, and even though Yayin itself is a Dovah Shetan Baruch Hu Mekom, which is the book of the Gersa Rashbam, doesn't matter, because Kiddush is not because most people don't have a Shir of Eves. Kavaldik. All the Yusha B'tuf time in one shot. Yes?
You're saying that if someone eats less than a Shir, then it's like Peros, or Pas.
Right.
So people should be careful then, during, let's say, Shabbos, after they make a Moses, to eat a Shir of Lechem and then go serve.
Where they go to serve? The kitchen?
The kitchen.
Yeah, but the kitchen, we said it before, it's not going to go there, and it's one house, and everyone says that.
So depends how you explain it, though. I mean, sometimes it's only me peanut, though, so that's another room. Sometimes you can't even see it. I can tell you, my house, well, it depends on the question that Shira Shabbos had before. If you're sitting all the way on one side of the table, then you can see the kitchen.
You don't have to see it. One room, one under one room, but you plan to go to the kitchen and serve. No kasha. I'm in the miles all the time to serve challah, and I don't have a full kazayas. People go to the kitchen to serve and come back and
see
and
back. See the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. My house is for sure.
You can see every part of the
kitchen. That's true. They be my fear, and that's what the time I have to design that way.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the Hashidah's Nagamara Lepi Rashma. Now that she posts is very simple. I just crossed out the word Yayin here, and I crossed out the word Yayin there. Shalom on Yisrael. That's all. It's all my pas. L'chein nireh. The Yayin because I mean lo havi because Ramatun and Baruch Hashem Kovan. Ala pas because mini pas from Baruch Hashem Motzi. Oh, Shema, I'm not even sure. Kol mini mizot. 3 days from the Chavim. Sheyesh or Ramah. Sheyesh bohen mehe minin. Havi because Ramatun and Baruch Hashem Kovan. Ulahai pirushanami lo garcina and bebraisa the son of the Shtos Yayin. Beloved, it's time to come and say to Rabbi Chisda. To be passed over him, he didn't marry me, it's only Akru. Sorry, that's all. That's it. Well, the Cholai Perushim. That's too long, it's interesting, I thought. Im Holach b'yem to Suda l'mok ma'aka yoko lishtos yayin o'mayim below bracha. The cave should be so that Suda l'kivet come out unbelievable. I'm having a Suda's pass. I had a Kazayas of pass. And now I have to be munching on, I don't know, carrot. Think of now it's a carrot. And then I see someone outside the street. And I run out the street, Shalom Aleichem, I'm not munching my carrot. Those are the little brothers. If I was just munching carrots and I saw someone in the street and I ran out, the minute I crossed the door, I have to make a little bracha on the carrots. Whether it's outside, whether I come back, or no difference. If it's in the middle of a meal, then I can munch the carrot outside, no problem. It's also sensible church. This is Shita Tosafot. So we have Rashbam, we have Tosafot, they have one machlokes between the two of them. And Tosafot takes care of the problem very neatly by using the felt tip pen. Shine good. Shine good. Now, Tosafot and Rashbam both hold there's absolutely no distinction between someone who moves from place A to place B and someone who moves from place A to place B and goes back to place A. Identical. These are someone who both Tosafot and the Rashbam. And Rashi, everybody's the same. How do you know? It's Muchach and the Gemara. It's Muchach and the Gemara. After all, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Kufala from an Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan, Omai Abi the Yayin Nami Yotsu. In what kind of case? We'll call it AB, not ABA. AB, he made Kiddush in the Shul, and he's drinking more wine in his house, AB. But as Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, Omai Rabbi Yochanan Ebachin Yayin, so the word Shini Mokam Tzor Levar is referring to a case A B. Vayter may say A B, and the Levar goes Vayter and says the same expression Shini Mokam. Rav Chisda says Modam and Shini Mokam is only by bread, it's only by fruit, maybe wine, not by bread. Frekti Gemara may say against Rav Chisda, it's the same expression. B'nei Chabur Shemeshuvan Lishtu Lachur Agresh Nischaz Nachalach. Chen Yosef, Chen Chosrin, Chosrin, they're coming back. If you put A, B, C, D, and E together, what do they call the associative law, transitive law, whatever law you want to call it, it keeps going with one link to another, and you see Klar, and in the Sukkot of Shini Mokam, makes no difference between A, B, or A, B, A, because if Yochum was A, B, and the Bryce is A, B, A, and they seem to all be in the same category. This is the Beferish and Tos, Rashi, Rashbab, Tosis, all learn the same way. However, Rabbi David disagrees. Who has a Rabbi David? How many Rabbi David are there here in the room? Just want to know. You have one? I have one? Who's yours? Okay. I have one in my office. One. One in the room? Okay. Good. So we have now enough everybody? I don't know if there's enough. Do we have enough for everybody? Well, hold on. How many do we have all together? We have only three? Got one or two more, okay? Good, no more. Why have another one in my bedroom? Everyone, open up to Rabbi Nadavid, please. This is one of the Maramakams. I'm sorry? Kuf Aleph Amid Bey. Let's first start at the very beginning. Avnipina lepina lo. This really has to do with the Rashi we saw yesterday. You listen, I'm reading to you. It's the same as the Rashi. Yeah, basically, do all the Rabbi Nadav and the Kufal from the base. Three paragraphs. Le'el gabe en kiddush el v'vachem suda arminan da'afil nipina lepina nami. And he paraphrases the Rashi. From the kviyas suda hu mamesh v'vachem suda. She'en derech v'nei adam l'kvoa v'vachem suda v'kol ha'bayis. That's exactly what the Ran says. Okay? Fine. From the footnote, I asked you to see footnote 5, he quotes the Bi'ur Halacha at length. He quotes Mamash, goes through the same thing as the Bi'ur Halacha went through. It's almost redundant to the Bi'ur Halacha. Well, it's perish within the Rambam. Okay. Now, I don't pray to be able to come back. I want now to come to new stuff. It's page Shin Mem Test. Okay? Well, most of us will look on. You look on. We're missing. We'll bring two more. So you'll have. Should be playing big Spanish one. Is everyone packed up to the throne with them? Says the Rabbi David, we'll do it slowly. The Fimashik Asavnu, which you just read just a minute ago, Yoser Nekar Hakvius Biskuda Shimidvorim Atunim Brochel Achreim Mekomot Min Hayayin Shudvorim Shein Tunim Brochel Achreim Mekomot. The quote that we just said now, it's easier to uproot a kvius of pas than it is to uproot a kvius of yayin, because yayin is very flexible from place to place. Im kein, kishamru kan, tibidvorim atunim brochel achreim b'mkoma, ein tzorech levorech, that's exactly what Rav Chisda says, lo amru im hiskel lechol v'mokom zeh v'holach lechol v'mokom achim. That's the key line. Rav Chisda never referred to a case where you go from A to B. The hosam vaday tzoruch ulevare. Only one? The whole base match? Who's this? We have to get another one. Hold on. I want to get another one. You can look on three at a time. Yeah. You stand anyway, so it don't matter. But you can manage. That's why we can look on with me, somebody. You want to look on me? Gresh, look on me. You see? Come on. Maybe stand them anyway, it's no problem. Let's read again. We're on Kushin and Tess, the fifth line. Rav Chisda said, "Lo amru im hiskel lechol v'mokom zeh, v'holach lechol v'mokom achar." Rav Chisda never said it by A B. The hosam v'aray tzoruch ulevarach achil mipina lepina kamosha amarnu. Even in the same room, yeah, chiddush. If I have a piece of bread and I wash the bread by my desk, I decide to finish the meal by my clock. I need a new broch. So they put, but it's logical, because that was all you sold of the runner I made a double before. So when it comes to Shini Mokum, it's not an intrinsic distinction between Shini Mokum, Kiddush, and Mokum Sud. I keep telling you that. It's a distinction between how Kavua is. When it comes to Pas, Kavua is very limited. People usually pass only around one table. When it comes to Yayin, it's very expensive. Then you can go from place to place. That's the expression. It makes sense. The kive kamahodar, he came back. They should soap out of the khan. The nation throw out of the kamalavare. That's a chiddush lipun rabbeinu David. At the Gemara over here, the Tir Chisda is only making a distinction between bread and wine if you come back. But if you don't come back, on the contrary, bread is more chomer than wine, and fierce is battle more easily. Pumps for carrots. See, the Ran didn't say this, the Rabbeinu David said it's a logical extension of what we saw earlier from the Ran. That's wild. Wow. Problem. What is the Hemshech HaGemara? We said before, Rabbi Yochanan said, what? Let's get to the ABCD. Rabbi Yochanan said, he's a Yayin Yod. Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, Shinibach Le Nesor Levar. That's AB. Rav Chisda says, what? That you said Shinibach Le Nesor Levar is only by bread, not by wine. Then it's talking about from Chazru. But Rabbi Yochanan was not talking about Chazru, so what broke down in the middle? Something had to break down. Some link is weak. Something broke down. the answer I'm also saying apparently. Because Rabbi Yochanan said A, B. Right? He made Kiddush and Shul and he ate and drank wine in his house. That's called, and in Gemara, that's called that Shini Mokum. That's called Shini Mokum. But now we talk about Shini Mokum Rav Chisda. Now you say Shini Mokum, Tzorah Levarech, it does not refer to bread. It doesn't mean okay for Shini Mokum. No! Shini Mokum from bread from A to B, you would have to make a bracha. Even less of a change of place. From corner to corner, that's in the same room. So something broke down over here. Obviously what seems to have broken down is that Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chisda, although they use the same expression, are not exactly the same wavelength. Rav Chisda, Rabbi Yochanan is referring even to A-B, even there ain't Tzorach Levarech. When Rav Chisda is limiting the din to what? To Yayin and Peiris, not the Pas, he's only referring to because we come back. So the Gemara's the Kasha against Rav Chisda from Chazru, because Rav Chisda is only referring to against Chazru. He's Svarah. Rabbi Yochanan, who's referring to things you're not talking about, he's referring to all kinds of things. That's what this change is made. Rabbi Yochanan said, what? That you never need a new bracha by Shini Mokum. So there we need it's A, B. It's the same as A, B, A, it's all the same thing, called Rabbi Yochanan. It's the more things, at least at this point. Whereas according to Rabbi Chizda, the from the very beginning, Rabbi Chizda's Kiddush is limited to a case of Chazal and Koma. So there they have to cash in from Chazal and Koma. This is Rabbi Nadavid. You must say this way. You must say this way. By Yai, there's no difference, chazar or not chazar. You don't say the kibba kama hodar, there's no kvias. So by Yai, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan says, that what? No? That you don't have to make a new bracha, you go to A, from A to B? So the same thing would apply A, B, A, it's all the same thing? I think Mara assumes at this point. Now I'm going to tell you what Chiddush Nifla. Chiddush Nifla Venoro, which is as follows. The original Girsa on Kufbezim and Aleph, which the Rishonim all had, was not Hadek Avase de Rav Chisda, which we have, which the Rashbam changed the Girsa. The Yoshi Garcina, Time was Rav Chisda. But the original Girsa was what? Well, the original Girsa. No, who knows? You know, didn't see the original Girsa? Let's turn to the Balamor, the SVC. Close your minute for the minute. Come back to the don't just for a minute. We'll come back to it later. Let's put it this on. This is what everybody has. You don't have to stand up. You don't have to strain yourself. Just I'll tell them the Gemara, though. They have to do it. The Gemara says enough here. The Girsa Sa Balamor. Here it is. Va'anan, it's the Balamor, is 5 lines from the bottom, smack in the middle of the line, puff them out. Va'anan, Tanya, Kavose, Derab Yochanan Garcinon, Boha Brysa Basrysa, the Maskon. Back to Balamor, you crazy. On an Ambeid, what did he want to say? Shufta Derab Yochanan. Shufta, he's gone. All of a sudden, the phoenix, he comes up, a new life. Never. Really? Yeah, once in a while. Two of the hilchos, yeah, it's once in a while. Okay, but here's this is a different kind of a thing. They may have a bris if I care. Bevada she'ein lano kayotim v'le b'chol ha'talmud. Yes? But don't argue with David. Two of the ploni v'tani kapasei. Never heard of it. Eliyesh lomad shema chitzon ha'isa she'gila there at Brunan Tzavaroi. Look at this. Nach ha'chassim as ha'talmud is moving tomorrow. Whee! This is what they call today, where you perform an apacharis or something like that today. Takes the line of Gemara to Savaroy, post-Talmudic. It's called Talmudic scholarship these days. Anyway, that's what he says. The Ramban says, that can't be. The Ramban said it's not true. The Ramban, L'inyan, the last word of the line is L'inyan, in the Melchamas Hashem. Or you don't see it in the Ravid, it's the same thing. Diamond days, it's the same thing. Liam Hashem and the Gemara, Chifter of Yitanya, Kavaseh, Rabbi Yochanan, Dover Baruch. Wow, that's the bar. Rabbi Yochanan said two things, A-B and A-B-A. Says, and the Gemara at the beginning thought it's all the same thing. According to Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Sheshet and Rav Chizkiya, it is the same thing. And the Gemara at Rabbi Yochanan is also the same thing. But the Gemara, the two brights get picked and chooses. We slug up Rabbi Yochanan in A-B, we prove he's right in A-B-A. Unbelievable. This is exactly what the Rabbi Ramban says. And the Maskana said Gemara, this distinction exists. Look at this, you see it again one more time on the right. It's the same thing, a different word. Omer Avraham is a mocheg umam is divrei agmar b'havai, borah b'teilin. V'ani amet akol. Ul olam tanik avas Rabbi Yochanan Isa. V'dafke b'de katani la, shechazul im koma. Chol v'hadol v'duchte. Avali hadol bar l'mishte b'duchte afwina, sarach l'vore. That's the right it's a okay? So now, So the distinction which Rabbeinu David drew earlier, even within Rav Chisda, the Gemara knew it, and Amud Beis, according to Rav Chisda, but according to Rav Yochanan, the Gemara Amud Beis made no distinction. It's only at the very end of the Sugya that the Gemara woke up to this distinction, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, take a look a little bit weiter in the Rabbeinu David, those who have it. Is that ready? Yes, David?
When they say
Shin
Makam Kazan
Kamar, yeah.
Not Torah Prophet, let's say Shin Makam, the Oath of Bias, even outside the Bias.
Anywhere in the world. You're going to hear China back. No problem. Why would
that? So if you're passing like this from Bantam, let's say.
That's around Bantam Pass?
Then we would, if I was eating ice cream, I went outside and came back in.
I think it's around Bad Pasa Balo. I think so. Is the Pasa Gabi Opera? I think he Pasa Gabi Opera. I think so. But no one else does. I mean, the minds can think all of us that way. I mean, we actually make a broke. I mean, make, we don't, I don't think the post can say something broke us love over there. It has, didn't have the Ramban, they don't agree with the Ramban. All right? Yeah. Here's the whole arena for the next target. What's called Tuna Broke and Kong? I want to show you what is the Kud over here. First, he points out that the Rashbam changed the gears. Here it is. We'll start the second line on page Shin Nun. Rabbeinu Lekamon, Hanik Avosin Rabbi Yochanan, Chaveh Shem Yisubun Lishto Siyayin, Bakar Raglein, Bechos Mein Torah Lavorah. Mashma the yayin have it dorm shen tunin. The Rabbi Yochanan who the karma ain't sorrow for bore, how feel it with dorm shen tunin? Shame hoy a yayin dorm a tunin, rockle up for him, come on, kiddi rush mool. Time to cluster up his dabble the neighbor. So what did Rashbam do? You guessed it. Rashbam, Hutzrach, Lomba, the Tanakh of Asrach, here's the Garcia, then came to Svar, changed the gears. Now here's the point I mentioned before. Okay, Nami, the Makshina, the Kamad, Rabbi Yochanan, the Vorim, Shem, Tunim, Brok, Lachem, and Koman, Sar Lavar, Rabbi Yochanan, Lomba, Elam, Sar, Ain, Sar Lavar, Elam, Yayin, Mashma, the Yayin, Abidur, Shem, Tunim, the Chol, the Mavur, Rabbi Yochanan, the Lomba, the Fulba, the Forish, Prezer, the Maid, the Makshina, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Lomba, the Makshmaid, the Rabbi Yochanan, I read this inside before. Bein Brahma Shatun and Brahma Kemal Kama, Bein Brahma Shayna Tun. The Yahagad, the Yayan, I'm all the Shmite, Shudrama Tun, the Glenam is the Lamdab. Bein and Mukuba Benofen. The Kaman, the Yayan, Kamara, the Okan, Man, Lamel, the Lo Omar of Dafka, the Kamosa, the Jufta, the Kaskakasha based on that. So he rejects Shabbat completely. He doesn't like that line of Shabbat. Aber jesh nomen le daat shashman. She Rabbi Yochanan Amora, look at this over here. But also b'nei adam shekitshu b'beit ha-knesset she'oka b'nochem zeh lishtem z'nochem acher. Uvechagom zeh din ha-tunim b'brochol acherim b'kolman k'din she'ein on t'unin. As the Rabbi Nadavid himself said earlier, the legal and mema tamad the kiva adam. Not coming back. And the mishu calls him b'kolof, washa ma'ar olamala. He said, nochol l'shikos sh'rajman. But apparently, according to this, at least according to this Nakuda, the Gemara knew about this distinction before the Tanya Kabbalah said Rabbi Yochanan. It's a little bit earlier. So earlier in Amud Aleph, the Gemara already appreciated this distinction between came back and didn't come back, according to the Rabbeinu Dov. Fine. This takes care of the intricacies of the sugya, according to Rashbam, according to Tosfos, and according to the Rabban. Just to chazer over briefly here. We'll basically finish Rabbeinu Dov for the moment. We'll come back to it again later. Namely, number one, let's go. The Rashbam had yayin in both prices. The Tosfos caught that yayin from both prices. And the Rabbeinu Ramban had yayin only in the second price. That was the original gears. Just to know where the word yayin is found. According to the Rashbam in both, according to the post in neither, and according to the Ramban in the second one, not in the first one. Check. That's just the original. That was the original gears, apparently. Okay. I now want to turn my attention, I guess I'll have to end with this today, because I don't want to go too far over time, to the question of what does it mean, oku ragle? What does it mean, oku ragle? It's very important, and we have to take our time. My first two, we're not getting excited. The Mazalashim is the Katanu Okur Aglehem. This indicates that what it's talking about, Dvar Matun and Baruch Lachem and Kom. How do you see that from the Lashon, from the expression of Okur Aglehem? How do you see that? Where do you see that? This is what says Okur Aglehem. How do you see that? Here's the fundamental machlokas. Rashi says, keep your hand in the rift, we're coming right back. Let's first see Rashi. Please turn a little bit back and keep one hand in the rift, we're coming back in a second. Rashi says over here, Medikatani Okurak Layam. There is it. The last Rashi in Kuf Aleph Mat Beis. How do you know? The Akirus or the Akira Mashma Mishum Mehirus Chosim Kala in that Torah. Avalim Lokin Adayan Yitzrichim Lamud Levorech Baruch Hashalach Rehm. And the Rashbam is the same thing. But the only reason they're permitted to leave is because Chosim Kala. Oh, it's Velveris. That's a big Chosim Kala. But if not in the Chosim Kala, they wouldn't be allowed to move. I thought about the Bala Bala, same way. What do you see from this guy? If I'm having an apple, and I see a friend of mine, not a person, not a Kala, what impression conveyed from Rashi and the Bala Bala?
You have to make a bracha, or go speak.
Is any problem with picking up and leaving?
Yeah.
Going to greet the friend? You get the impression from Rashi Tosfos in the Balamor, Rashi Rashbam in the Balamor, that you say, if a person's eating a meal, he has no right to leave. It's torn, bracha them come. I only gave you a heads up here, chasal kal. If you're eating an apple and you want to leave, so leave. Because then pick up and leave. Pick up and leave. Nothing wrong. That's the impression you get from the Balamor, Rashi, and the Rashbam. The Balamor is over here, a greater length. Take a look at the Balamor on page 5, a little bit earlier. This is about, seems to be against an Ofana Gemara. Against the Beferish of Gemara. This pshat. Let's turn to the Gemara, Kufala Chamarach.
could bathe them out. Just to get them.
Aber dvorim shein tunin brocho lachem et koma, afilu le rabbana, kishein yosin tunin brocho lamafreya. Uchshem chosin tunin brocho lachatzkir. What do you say? You can't leave. Hatzim le balamor and Rashi told us to say you can leave. You cannot leave. You may not leave. Because you're told brocho lamafreya. You must make a brocho before you walk out the door. Hatzim le balamor disagree. Get to the fairish in the month. Not my kasha, the bialoch is the kasha. It's like a cat's line. Fourteenth line. I will dvorim shen tunin brach lachem in the common. I feel the rabbonim shen yosin tunin brach lamashreya. Stop! Avol dvorim shein tunin brocho lachem et koma, afilu le rabbana, kishein yosin tunin brocho lamafreya. Uchshem chosin tunin brocho lachatzkir. What do you say? You can't leave. Hatzim le balamor and Rashi told us to say you can leave. You cannot leave. You may not leave. Because you're told brocho lamafreya. You must make a brocho before you walk out the door. Hatzim le balamor disagree. Get to the fairish in the month. Not my kasha, the bialoch is the kasha. It's ready. It's like a cat's line. Fourteenth line. Aber dvorim shein tunen brach lachem v'mkomam, afil l'rabbonok shein yotzim tunen brach l'mashreya. Stop! Two lines. Those two lines are the fairish against the Balamo. Balamo is, you can see, stamazai for a parent in the Bethesda, most of the fairish bakir. Everyone please open up your Mishnah Berurah chelek sheni. You will have, I'm not going to look around. You'll see what this question is raised. Everyone has, is there enough to go around? There are Simon Kuf, I, S. Siv, Beis de Chashina, page 164. What did the Ramot say? Ramot says, Mikomako mechatchila lo yekar mekomo velo bracha dechayshinan shema yishkach milachzor velecha. What? Can't leave, you're afraid you're going to forget. Talking about bread and pasta. Says the bi'alacha, I'm Mishnah Berurah. What's Mishnah Berurah on the book? What does Mr. Bruce say there? Achilu of Lo'achal Pasa Le'Peyre Shari Zohar Mashem Yikam Achronin V'Nochal Yizohar L'Achilu Shalosu V'Kol Mashem Yivarach Baruch Achronin. Who said so? The Beis Meir. And fine. The Lo'acha says, After B'Mor Mashma D'B'Dvarim Shein Tunin Baruch Adam Kol Mamud Lo'achal L'Achilu Achilu 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 The action of the Kavanah Sagamara to preserve is Shus Lulavar. He may make a brach. Mashekin Bidvar Matun and Brachel and Koma Lavana, Enor Ashoy Lavar Shiyotze. Came in the Sviru, the Shayakhtar and Sarah Brachel and Chathila, Nimsa the Shemavar Brachel of Afrey, Gorim Brachel and Achakach and Chathila, Bichli for nothing. Brachel and Atrich. That's a very Shver of Art. The word Tuuni sounds like it's mandatory.
I can't make a drop off for knowing that in a half hour I'm going to be bored.
No. Means it's follows. I'm suggesting that it refers to a case of a pass. There, you're not allowed to make a new drop. It's just a new leaf. Because you're leaving and coming back. Or even if you're not coming back. Whether you're going to be the student continues. And therefore, you have no right to make a bench. Let's say I have a piece of bread. And so every time I finish my bread, I'll bench and make a new amos. You can't do that. Wait till the end of the meal.
He's
not going to go after a minute. Coming back. No, apparently not. I'm supposed to. I'll call part of his parents is very shred. So I had an idea, and I must tell you how happy I was when I felt myself vindicated. Great idea. I recommend it very highly. No, it's not. What? There's no in the dollar. If you don't do that, then you have 100 people between the Shevin Brothers. That's three. We had less three if we had in the Arab the Shabbos. That's called three. Okay, but look what I had. I had a hargosha and I was vindicated. I was so excited about this. Look at Rashi and Rashbam. Look at Rashi and Rashbam. I mean, I went out on a limb. Take a look over here in Rashi, Kubez of an Aleph, Umakshinan, Elatam, Zimitvark. Well, that's what it was. That's another third one. Aber Tama, du bist in Orma, Tuna, Brach, Lachem, Nishim, Hochi, Pflege, Rabban, und Rav Yudah. Aber Dvar, Vishen, Tuna, Brach, Lachem, Afilu, Rabban, und Moses, in Torah, Lachor, Tama, Cheres, what's the next word? Bitchila. So when I said that word, Bitchila, I jumped. Why Bitchila? Now we have an Al-Gamar. Al-Gamar says, Nidin, Lachem, and Bitchila. So it occurred to me, but that perhaps Rashi did not have that line in the Girsi. These two lines, this is the line that we said before. Afilu Rabban Shem Yosef, Tunim Brach Lachreya, that line, those five words. Afilu Rabbanan, now these words, Shehei, Yosef, Tunim Brach Lachreya, those five words I theorized were not in the original text. But I felt very uneasy about making it like, I'm just guilty of the same thing as the Rashbam. I have to take a pen, felt the pen, cross it out. How could I cross it out? Let me tell you how I was vindicated. That was bothering me for a day. I opened up Rabbi Elizabeth, the next time. And guess what I found? I was jumping for joy. Look over here in Kuvbezim and Aleph, footnote 23. See, this is so, which the Balamora says, the Ran already said before him, and after him. The Ran already said, the people do it from the Ran. He quotes the Chidusha Karner Aim al Aram that I asked you to look at, printed in the back. Sheikh Shalom bi Masham bi Gemara Khan. Yeah. Abu Khari, footnote 23. Abu Khari, Shaykh Tunim Brahma Lachem of Koman, Afilu Rabban Shaykh Joseph Tunim Brahma Lachem, composed of Tunim Brahma Lachatila. Ubehara 18 Siyan, the Bira Allah Ha'ayat Shemu, that's exactly the same Kasha. Against the Balamor, right? Same Kasha. The Kara of the Vada. Looking inside. So the Pnei HaRishonim Lohoysa HaGirsa B'Gemara Kamoshi L'Panim. I will hoysa the Pnei Nusulam Engdusha B'Gemara B'Sof B'Savyat Sassov. I will Gvorem Shektunim Baruch Lachem K'Koma. Sarah Gvorem! That's all. And I want to write a letter to Rabbi Shoshan and tell him that's a push from Masman Rashi that way. But I am got Girsa B'Savyat Aleph Pei with the Duke Sofer and Arayim. יש ציין גם בקסביה את הבטקן, מוגל בקסביה, והוא יכול להגיד את הנוסח שלנו, אבל הוא עושה את הנראה שלו. הוא כבר הרע מאירי על גרס הסדר. יש גורס לך שאין תונן וכולי, שאין יוסף וכולי, שאין חול וכולי, ואין לו. שמאחר שדאי את הלאסו ונשקוס אין תונן ברוך המפריע. כלור. בורך השם. That's the answer, it's different gersa. I thought that on my own, it's based on the Rashi, I found that it's a Sabyad, it's a Be'iri, it's a Rabbi Nadovit, Baruch Hashem.
You don't need Lachra, right?
You would not need Lachra.
You would be like Nimba?
In effect, yes. In effect, like Nimba. In effect, like Nimba. Yes. Yes. Baruch Hashem. The question is, what is the kind of aim at? Not up there yet. He gave a bunch of a very sophisticated answer, which is very important to them, but not for this minute. You want to know what the Kana Kana? I told you what the Kana Kana is. Page men. If I had a few, I could find them. So I found the Kana. Oh. But now, Rabosai, now, Rabosai, I'll say one more thing, and then we'll have to stop. I don't want to go really overboard. We'll have to discuss tomorrow, Mr. Shen. The Karner Aim with the Zogna and the Chol, there was back and forth. I just have one more thing to discuss right now. And David said the key word, this is Nimla. Look at Tosfos, Shehen Yotzim, Kufala from the base. Shehen Yotzim, Tuna Broch Lamafreya Bechule. Mashma, the Heika, the Ika Hesach Adas, Lo sagi shivarech birchas amotzi, alo tzorach shivarech birchas amotzim. Vimkein oda amal lakamot kukil mevbeiz keva nama hafam nivarech itzul lechule mishti, hainu ad shivarech birchas amotzim. Vichein mashu bekeitze mevorechim, solot karka mikamayu, and yinidu birchas amotzim. Etc.
Is he quitting?
Hold on.
hash that it tells us. Im lo hayatzar levaru b'rasam mazut, lam lo achal, b'yesh litzkos. Dosa machla yim lorebo lechem, b'yil torach lidu yodam, levaru chamotzi. Ba'ad dekama achal tzunim brachla mashreya? No, not that you need a new bracha. Hayne mishim shema yishu milachza ad sheyiravu. B'yazo yuchu levaru b'rasam mazut, and he waits 72 minutes. Umiyuim yotzev lo b'rachla mashreya kshayakzeru, lo yivaruch rab b'rasam mazut. Potato, the Lord, to the Brooklyn of Freya, my children are speaking to the cousin of the Brooklyn Brooklyn of Philip Shita, came to the Lord of the Brooklyn of Freya. So Tosis says that Chidish Godel, that you only require Brooklyn of Freya if you're afraid you're going to forget. If you came back to where you were, you only require the Brooklyn of Honor. And the Rambam and the Rif and the Poshpah and the Gemara is not that way. What are they fighting about? The Lania Daiti, this is David's episode. So what are they fighting about? Very important, the marshal is based upon his soul. The only time you need a new bracha lachareha, is if it's a new su'udah. If the first su'udah is over, a new su'udah begins, it's not up to make a new amotzi, a new bracha. No, you have to actually make a bracha amotzi. And the whole dispute in all these cases is what's the definition over here? Is it just nimlach? Nimlach only requires a new bracha lefaneha? Or is it worse than Nimlach? If you consider I'll begin a new Suda. That's a fundamental dispute. And we find other instances of this dispute. I just want to call to your attention very briefly other instances of this dispute. For example, Havlan Univari. Kukilan Vase. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kukayin Tes Sivala. All you need is a Brachel of Farnel. So you need a Brachel of Acharel. The Mogan Avraham and the Reish Ches of Kot Chav Dal disagrees. The Nielu Bracha Le'acharei too. Or Mayim Achronim. The same dispute. Same Achlokas. Look at Tosfos here and other places. So the same dispute exists over here in our case. If a person left the room and came back, or left the room and started a new Suda elsewhere, is that just considered like Nimlach? Or is that considered actually the same as what? As a brand new Suda? That's what it's all, that's what it depends upon.
Wouldn't it be obvious that he's going to another place, he's
going to
continue eating? No,
no, not at all, not at all. Just to sum up, the Mishnah Berurah, in his long introduction, gives you three critical points over here. What's Shini Makom? What things require Shini Makom? And what happens if he says it's Shini Makom? So I'm just reading it briefly in the introduction to Mishnah Berurah, and we'll stop with this, page 160. He says, well, from house to house, certainly Shini Makom. Room to room is a shaila. Das is better. Corner to corner is okay. Even without das. What things require Shini Makom? Quotes the various opinions over here. What things have a problem with Shini Makom? It's the machlokas, Rav Sheshit, and Rav Chisda. How do we pass them the halacha? How pass the halacha? Right? So it's again a machlokas. It's a double machlokas. A. How do we pass on halacha? And B, what's called Tanna Brachah B'Makom? The Mishnah Berurah in his introduction says both in it. It's as follows. The Rambam and the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch pass on like Rav Sheshit. The Bechol Gavin Tzorach L'Vorah V'Zeh L'Tam Shnei Sidim HaRishonim. V'Rosh Rosh V'Siyata Paskut K'Rav Chisda. That's the Hari Ramah in Sivvets. It's a fundamental dispute. How do we pass it? Later on, we'll get to it and say, hey, what's called Tanna Brachah B'Makom? But there's a big dispute with Hasek of Sheshit and Rav Chisda, Machlokas the Mechaber and Ramah. And finally, the third dispute is, what do you do with Yad Shini Makom? A Rambam is the other soul of the Mishnah Chazal of the Makom of the Tzkila of Rav Tzal of Rav Abichas and Mazen, or Brach Achrona, Ala Ocho, at the end of that film, Shokha Mikodem, Hakak Yashu of Rav Brach Mishan and Mashu Rav Tzal Echol Atzah, Zeh Amuskar B'Sifalat, Shari Poskim Sov and the Aim Tel Lebrach HaKabrach HaVishona HaMashu Rot Zalecho Ava Lebrach HaKroni Yotzev and Mashu Bevarach HaKarach Yila Shniya. And the Ramon there also quotes that. That's what the Ramon quotes at the beginning of his Adgon Sivvets. We follow the Ramon. Adi Moshe Ton Brachal Lachal Lachal. Oh, when you're leaving, you're afraid you're going to make a mistake. Once you came back, I know the Brachal required. But also, we'll stop here. We had Baruch Hashem, a good fundamental Shia. The Chidushim will come tomorrow. Kuf Beis of an Aleph. At the time, as if it's Rama Tun Brachla Femem Koma. Then, what's it in? Zit Shen Yosef Meitun Brachla Nafreya, Shen Kozmen Tun Brachla Nafatilim.
Abel Dvarim She'ein Tuna Baruch Lachem Kama. Afilu Lerabban Tanakama. She'en Yotzin Tuna Baruch Lamafreya. U'she'en Chol Tuna Baruch Lamafila. Stop. That line, She'en Yotzin Tuna Baruch Lamafreya, is against the Ramban. This is against the Baal Amor. The answer is, Rav Osari, that he didn't have his ear so. That was the Rabbi Nadav's territory. I thought about my own, based on the Lashon of Rashbam. We said yesterday. And he goes, Saviyat Vatican, Saviyat Tasson, Saviyat Tzikir Tzikir. Many kids say, I did not have the gears of this line over here. Fine. Good. So we'll stop here to come up for the moment. There's a very important line in the Rambam, which is quoted verbatim in the Shulchan Aruch. And I'd like everyone to open up and see this line. Either a Rambam or a Shulchan Aruch, take a choice. Can't exchange it, just a group, those who have that. Yeah, you can try this, okay. There are a lot of them around. Let's see. This is Caleb Shaney, Mr. Brewer, those who want it. Oh, this is Shaney. Big Shulchan Aruch, I have one over here in front of me. It's a very important line, which is, Noam asked me this question at the very beginning of the sugya yesterday. I said, wait. So, now I'm making good on my wait. Here we are, we're up to it. Okay? Kuf Ayin Ches. Oh, we have a Rambam? Okay, so the Rambam is open with brachas. Perek Dalet. Gimel maybe.
Huh?
Not Gimel?
See the Gimel Dalet.
Yeah, we'll find it.
Perek
Dalet. Perek Dalet of the Gimel Dalet. This is Kuf Ayin Ches. Sit base. Kaveim Shayoshim Lechol. The Yotzu the Kostos and the Kostkala. It's in the Rambam verbatim, should be. In the Nichu Shamik Sasam, Chos and Mkoman, Begomen Sudasam. The Einem Tzrichim Vavarech Shnia. Found it, Rambam? Kuf Ayin Chesed Beis. Found it, Rambam? Oh, you got it. Difference is already? No, after that. The Kalacha Hay. You want to convey the ocean, the apple, the ocean, the Kalacha what? Dalit. Should be verbatim. In Menichus of Mitzas and Chosen and Kom and the Gomes of Dasa. The Einam Tzvich and the Varech Shnia. Be him low in Ichus Shamada. Shem Yoshin Tzvich and Brachal and Atreya. Shem Chosen Tzvich and Brachal and Atreya. I'm a pastor like a Shesha. Like the rib. The Rif Pasnak of Sheshes. Why, he says, because the Gemara loves that Rav Chisda. The Rif is an Aladab. It says, Shuf to the Rav Chisda. Kash to the Rav Chisda. And it says, even the Gemara gave it Perek, Ashinuya lo samchina. You don't mind the Gemara Perek. That's the Rif on Aladab. The Rav follows the Rif almost always. He'll Pasnak of Sheshes. Even if you're talking about bread, you're coming back, you have to make a new bracha of Hamotzi if you didn't leave it with some Chavere. Then comes the critical line. The Chain, Im Hoyu Mesubin, Lishtos, Olech al Peres. Then he explains. Shekol ha-mishana ha-mikoma ha-reposik ha-filosu ha-tik ha-barach ha-mafrei ha-mashah-ochal. Ha-tos ha-mavarach shenis ha-mashu tzorach lechol. It's again a machlok between the Rambam and Tosaf. That he passes, you have to make a brach ha-mafrei if he came back. It's considered it's a brand new unit, new suit that we suggested before. And Tosaf at the end said, no, it's just like a nimlah. You have to make the new brachas, you're afraid you're going to forget. It's another machlok between the Tosfos and the Rambam. Fine, that's the end. The question is obvious. Can the Mishnah be cast? The chain and hayum is stupid Mishnah to level payers. Why is that necessary? Why does the Rambam have to put in that line? Why? Why do you have to put in that line?
Just
like Rav Kaz. There's a Kaz of Chaimer. Maz with the Machlokas of Kuhn and Rav Kizna of Sheikh. Nevertheless, I'm a Pasch of the Kuhn like Rav Sheikh. That you require a new brother, Kaz of Chomer, to come to apples and soda and snapple, whatever you're supposed to, whatever you're drinking. Kaz of Chomer, cranberry and all these kind of things. What's it called? You got the right name? So, Kaz of Chomer, it's not one of them else. Best health. Yeah. Okay.
So the person is drinking the best health drink and he goes to a different room, different house, and Kava Palmer has to make a new bracha. What's the Kiddush over here in Rambam?
What's he drinking?
That's a different story. Yeah.
The Rambam was writing to the Havah. Perhaps someone would have a shas like the Rambam. He was writing a general halakha sefer. He didn't include all cases. He felt someone might think that that should be more of a reason not to be sure.
All right. That's one shot. So the Farshim and the Rambam have different interpretations. How to answer this question? The Kava Palmer. If the bread is the machlokas hamaroi, still the Rambam passes this many who broke a Kava Palmer on best health. Or an apple. The Kesha Mishnah has that cash. If the Kesha Mishnah, a Kava Palmer who's there. The Mishnah, Achilles, Peres, Kulamah, Mimosa, Shinam, Rabba. That's in the Chayim. So the Kesha Mishnah is an answer, as the Bachar Rabba quotes it, maybe it's got the accurate, it's called Gimel. The Osla, Shmina, Lo Nema, Da Achilles, the Reish, Ayub, the Rabba, Shem, Tunim, Rabba, Kapula. If it wouldn't have said the Chayim, you would have thought that the first part of the Rambam is only talking about apples. When it comes to ready passing to write a doubtful like of it, you might have made that mistake. Lo kaku. Says there be another one upsha. Vilinira kipshuta. To also lashmina, afilu bishtia, no one's question. Iminichu mitzasan ein tzarech bracha. That's the var. That we find over here, the Rambam is mechadash of Kiddush Nifla, that the concept of Hindichu Mitzvah, Mitzvah Chaveh, Mitzvah Vachola, doesn't only work when it comes to bread, as we find in Shas. Shas only found, we only find the concept when it comes to bread. The Rambam is mechadash of Kiddush, that the same principle of Hindichu Mitzvah works when it comes to best health, cranberry, potatoes, chocolate, ice cream. That's the Kiddush of the Rambam. That's the Vachain. The chain and my resume lishes the level Paris. Now what? At the principle of Inichum Mitzasim works. That's the Mogan Avram said. The Mr. Bruy quotes it. Mr. Bruy quotes on the bottom of it. He quotes that Mogan Avram. He gives us exactly this answer to the chain. Here I'll show you exactly where it is. Go to Mr. Bruy instead of Mogan Avram in front of you. On the chain, the Mr. Bruy are here. See, talking to you, yes. Ashmina, the gamba there, Mahani, even Sukhaven, Kibel Mesudas Pas, who said so, Yudal Sharatina, Mamana Rav, Eli Rabba, Rav, Sharatonim, Dilo Kitaz. What does the Taz say, Pshat? Pum Faker. The Taz is the opposite of the Mamana Rav. The Taz of here says it's Kotten Gimel. Why did he say Vakain? What does he say Vakain for? It tells you what. B'ze'ein chiluf b'ni'ach olo. Da'afilu hi'ni'ach tarach l'varech. D'b'peres en shayach kviyus. That's the v'chein. Kevan shekan echai v'afilu b'ni'ach. That's the v'chein. Faker. And it came to pass, he said, hi'ni'ach shalom adam. V'chein, when you resume a lishu d'olecho peres, you have to make a new bracha no matter what. Hi'ni'achu chaver, lo hi'ni'achu chaver. Pum, the faker. I said v'chein. No, the just means that the general terms, and then you have a new brother. Not the legal of the name. That's the Tazashi. The Machlok is a post. What do they mean? One way or the Chaker the other way. Half of the Kiva Eger with the Gavaldic Arias and the Taz from the Machaber himself. The Machaber says it's Sipay. Look at the Sipay and the Machaber, either Mogan Avram. What's that? Goes the fifth. He brings the Arias from the Machaber.
It's a pain, it's a very specific meaning.
No. I'm telling you, the Arias from the Machaber. No. He doesn't say that. He says, V'chein, the Taz says, V'chein means...
That pshat should have the word Aval there.
What?
Or Shilu Bachar Zavarach, you know, V'chein. Or any one of those words that are like...
Whatever. Okay.
Not a V'chein.
Okay. No. Sifhei. Sifhei in the Machaber. Look here, Tzar Sifhei. Yesh Omrim, Sheshivas Haminim Tu'unim Baruch Ala Achrem. Who said that? Rashba. V'yesh omrim d'davka mini dogan. Tosfos. V'yesh omrim d'davka pastavah. The other day I told you, I wasn't sure about this. Maybe pastashema mini dogan. Brekem b'kiveg. Why does the Machaber go to the Machlok? Give that to Ramon. Why does the Machaber go to the Machlok? Makes no sense. As far as the Igira Din is concerned, they need rubble and coma. He already quoted that in Simon Kufay Dalit. In Simon Kufay Dalit, what the actual Din is,
He quotes the various shittos here in Mechaber, Kufay Dalas and Gimel. Yes, I'm going to call Shiva the minute to the Baruch of the Chayim and Kovach. Yes, I'm the Chavish to mean it doesn't happen. And there are not to look back over there. See what he quotes in it, Bim Kovach. The only Nafkemina of those that look or between Tom and Bim Kovach and Lo Tom and Kovach is the quote of Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said it was Tom and Baruch of the Chayim and Kovach. Then if you move from place A to B, you don't require a new Baruch. But the Mechaber Pasek of Sheshes. It's the Mechaber Pasek of Sheshes. That even if by bread, if you move from place A to place B, you require an ubracha. So why do you have to tell you what's part bracha, what's not part bracha? It's irrelevant. The essence of equality is called a kufay dalet. Kufay dalet, the laws of compassion. Says Rabbi Kivega, Tariah to the Taz. Because according to the Taz, even according to Rav Sheish, is an aftamina. Between Tar and Lotar. What's an aftamina? He's an ikhukhaveir. An ikhukhaveir, never is Tar. No new bracha, low tone is a new bracha. But according to the Mogan Avraham, what did the Mechaber have to mention before us today? That is sharp thinking. This is classic of the Kivegas. Kivegas. In the same little piece, he said, you know, he thinks that Enichu Mitzvah's Kaveirim is so strong that it works even if he didn't eat a kazayas. He didn't have a kazayas. He took one bite, and the Chasm Kala came and he ran.